Here's a thought about cropping a vertical out of a horizontal image, which of course is something that we all do from time to time, because we realize when we get back and we're looking at all of our images in Photoshop or Lightroom that we wish we would have taken a vertical composition. So we just crop our horizontal landscape orientation image into a vertical and call it good. But is it really? I don't know if you've done the math, but when you crop a vertical out of a horizontal, you're literally throwing away about half of the pixels. So that 40-megapixel camera that you bought is now a 20-megapixel camera. Or worse, that 20-megapixel camera is now a 10-megapixel. Cropping a vertical out of a horizontal, or I suppose reversing that and cropping a horizontal out of a vertical, which creates the same sort of problem, throwing away about half of the pixels, all of that is a compromise for what? Well, couldn't it be said that it's a compromise for bad seeing in the field? One of the habits that I've developed over the years, which has saved my bacon more times than I could possibly count, is to think of this out there, and when I'm naturally inclined to do a horizontal composition because the subject seems to demand it, I'll go ahead and do that, and then also turn my camera 90 degrees and look for the best vertical that I can. Oftentimes, that ends up better than the original horizontal I started with. But more importantly, once I have that vertical, if I then decide I need a vertical composition, I have it without having to discard half of the pixels, and thereby half of the detail, half of the resolution, etc. The thing that I found doubly interesting about this habit over the years is how many times I'm absolutely convinced that something should be a horizontal composition, but then when I turn the camera and start looking at the world vertically, it makes even more sense, but yet I didn't see it that way. Is that a problem in my seeing, or is it simpler than that? That is to say, simply a habit to hold the camera up to my eye the way camera manufacturers have ergonomically designed them, so that I tend to see the world in a landscape composition. And by the way, isn't that interesting? We call a horizontal composition a landscape orientation, and we call a vertical composition a portrait orientation. And even that language can determine our behavior, so that when I'm out in the world looking for landscape photographs, I tend to think in terms of a horizontal composition because that's the landscape orientation. But you know, a lot of times it's not. There's many times when I'm photographing things like trees or other botanicals when a vertical composition makes more sense even though I'm photographing it out in the landscape. Words form habits. And that's one of the reasons why I try, as best I can, to avoid landscape orientation and portrait orientation as the vocabulary that I use, and think instead in terms of horizontal compositions, vertical compositions, square compositions, round compositions, rectangular compositions. You get the idea. One of the most useful tools that I didn't expect would be useful at all in my current cameras is the ability to have them provide compositional lines that are a square or 3:2 aspect ratio or 16:9 aspect ratio. It doesn't change the pixels that are captured, so I'm not losing anything by doing that. But it does help me in the field compose, and perhaps even more importantly, help me think about other compositions than the knee-jerk one that I choose based on habit, based on nomenclature, based on assumptions that I probably shouldn't be making. What I do know, for certain, is that cropping a vertical image out of a horizontal capture or cropping a horizontal image out of a vertical capture is always going to be the least attractive alternative.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.